I'm in Abidjan in the Ivory Coast, the capital city of the Ivory Coast, where I grew up, and I'm here with Darren Milestrup, who is a counselor on the member care team for the entire West Africa region. So, Darren, let's start with where you're from in the States or in the world or wherever.
Well, it's kind of a loaded question, as you probably understand, being a missionary kid yourself. I grew up in Argentina. My parents are missionaries there. My home in the U.S. is Mississippi, so I was born in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, but I lived most of my life in Argentina, so that's basically what I claim, Buenos Aires, the capital city.
Since you have a South American background behind you, what brought you and led you to West Africa, where you're serving right now?
Well, I guess first you should know that also I married another MK. My wife grew up in Southern Africa area, and ever since we got married, we both knew we had a passion for missions and just a desire to do missions, and it's kind of where we felt at home, too, to be quite honest. Since we both grew up with the IMB, and it's just that mission family, there's just nothing that compares to that. Well, we got married, we've been married a couple years, and been talking about missions and looking at things, but we weren't in the process of applying or anything like that, and actually we got a phone call from one of the missionaries here, basically offering us a job, and we were kind of floored. It was Saturday morning, 8 in the morning, and kind of woke me up. I'd been working late that night, and it woke me up, and kind of rocked my world, I guess, in a sense, because that ruined that whole Saturday. We spent the rest of the time just praying and figuring it out. But through that process, God just continued to reveal that this was the right direction through other people, through songs, through Bible verses, all sorts of things. And so we committed to come here for 3 years, and we're through two of those right now. We have one more year left.
So what exactly are you doing here in Abidjan, Darren? A lot of people have the impression that missionaries are always preaching and things like that, but you actually have quite a different job than the normal stereotype of what a missionary does. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing and some of the stuff you've been doing here.
Well, as you said before, I'm a counselor. Basically, we call it member care. Take care of the members of our region, I guess. My background is in counseling psychology. And so my job is basically just to go around and encourage, help missionaries deal with any issues that they might have. As probably y'all can imagine, being a missionary is a very stressful job. You take people being away from their families and just the difficulties that they live under here, away from everybody, not having support. So we try to provide that for them. And so we have member care, which is myself and another couple that we travel around, basically just try to encourage and give people a helping hand anytime we can. We also work with team things and team dynamics sometimes. You know, even missionaries don't get along from time to time, so kind of come in and maybe help mediate and help them work through things. Being an MK, I get a lot of advice about MKs and what parents should do with them and kind of just suggestions towards raising them and easing their transition back to the U.S. later on. And basically, that's it.
So you have at least what I think is a great job because you get to travel so much. A lot of people end up, missionaries have one country or one region or city that they're kind of stationed in, but you've been able to travel around to meet with all these missionaries, like you said. So what are some of the, I know there's about 22 countries in the West Africa region that we classify as West Africa. What are some of the countries you've been to and any favorites or ones that you don't like in your travels?
Yes, being able to travel is probably the best thing about my job. I have the privilege of being able to visit all these countries around West Africa, see how God is working, get to know the missionaries. It's an amazing opportunity, and it's an amazing privilege just to be able to see how God is working everywhere, in a sense, in West Africa at least, and be able to pray for them. And I mean, that's a big part of my job, obviously. Most of our missionaries are in probably about 8 different countries. So I've been to like Niger quite a bit, Mali a couple times, Burkina Faso, Guinea, Ivory Coast, Togo, Benin. If you really want me to keep going, the list goes on. But the first couple, Mali and Niger, are probably our biggest ones right now. I just came back from a trip to Guinea, and that's probably one of the most beautiful countries, even though they say it's one of the most corrupt countries, so it has a lot of problems. But when you're talking about diversity of geographic stuff and whatnot, it's one of the most beautiful, diverse countries. So I really enjoyed visiting there and getting around. And they're all beautiful in their own ways. And you take even the desert, it is beautiful in its own way. I wouldn't want to live there because it's really, really hot and dry and dusty, but it's still beautiful to see. And so it's amazing the diversity that's here. And you don't think about that, I guess. Being in the U.S. or whatever, you don't think of every African country being a little different, but they're all quite different. Like I said, it's just great to be able to see them all.
Well, you've been here in Abidjan for 2 years now, you said, and you're finishing up your third year and you're in the journeyman program that you're doing. I lived in Abidjan about 5 years. It's a lot different now than it was when I lived here, but what are your impressions of living in Abidjan? If you had to give someone a short description of what Abidjan's like, what would you say?
Abidjan is, it's a big city in terms of West Africa, in terms of the thing, the resources that they have, that Ivory Coast has in general. They have more than most other countries. However, due to the civil unrest and the problems that have been happening for really the past 5 years or so, it's kind of run down. A lot of the money that had come in from other countries and businesses have moved out. So because of that, things have gotten a little more run down. And so you can see the nice buildings, the nice hotels that, well, at one point were really nice. Now you can see that they've just kind of, they let them go, basically, is the best way to say it. So it's sad, in a sense, to see that, because you see such potential, but it's all kind of this just not being valued right now. And so that hurts. And then also, it's just a very crowded city right now. A lot of the people have had to move in from outside because of the war and everything for job opportunities. They've all kind of conglomerated into Abidjan. And so you see quite a bit of beggars and quite a bit of people just doing little menial jobs in their minds, just enough to survive, whatever they can do. So it's kind of sad. But
when you've traveled abroad to Mali, Guinea, and you come back to Abidjan, is there one place you like to go to eat?
You know, to be honest, my favorite spot in Abidjan is probably my house, because it's my little refuge. We have great great property here. The IMB has purchased these houses a long time ago, and they're just in great shape, and we're very blessed in that sense. And so in terms of my favorite place to come back, it's just to kick back in my house. And, you know, I get worn out from traveling and just being on the road and being in people's homes all the time and trying to not bother them, but also trying to encourage them. And it's a difficult balance. And so when I'm back, I just love to just kick back at my house. To me, when I say I'm blessed, the best thing I say is we have reliable electricity, we have reliable water. A lot of our missionaries are in places that they do not have that. Many don't necessarily live out in the village all the time, but they may have a home where they go out for 3 or 4 days in a village, basically just a hut. Some of them, nothing, no running water, no electricity, you know, just one round bedroom, basically. And they'll go out there for a few days, and then they'll go back to their town, basically large village, to kind of recoup a little bit and to study some more, maybe in language or whatever, to present a new story. Maybe they study that. So they have those places that they retreat to and then go from. But in terms of Abidjan being so much better, or in a sense nicer, because we have that, there's always electricity almost. Rarely do we have problems with that. I just got back from Guinea, like I said, where even in the capital city, a big old capital city, they don't have electricity that's reliable at all. People have to use generators, people have to use solar power. I was out in people living in the villages, and only one of the families out of three in that village had actually had kind of a shower, and it was basically just rainwater that they gathered when it rained, and then they showered with it. So they have the well to get water as well, but that may run out during the dry season. And of course, that rainwater runs out when the rains stop coming during the dry season. So it's a difficult situation. A lot of them, they take bucket baths, and if they want hot water, they heat it up over a fire or over the stove. And so, you know, those things that we take for granted, just that running water, the electricity, you know, simple things in the U.S. to us, but for them, it's very difficult.
Coming back to you and your wife, Mary Beth, you said you've got 1 year left. I know you don't know for sure what you're going to do, but what's kind of your outlook for the future or your options that lay ahead for you guys?
Well, it's quite up in the air right now, to be honest. We're in the process of praying about whether we should come back Korea or not. When they originally contacted us about this opportunity, they wanted us to commit to Korea, but we didn't feel led to that at that point. And so we agreed to do 3 years, give us enough time to actually get some good work done, and for me to get to know the missionaries and them to even begin to trust me, at least, because that takes some time. So right now we're just praying and trying to figure out what God has in store for us. Either way we look at it, it's going to be a very difficult decision. We love the mission field. We see the needs, and we see how God has used us to help in those needs. So it'll be hard if we have to leave, but in the same token, we miss a lot of things about the U.S. and our families. Well, my best family is in South Asia, but my family has returned to the U.S. now, and I have two brothers that are there, and so, you know, I miss being with them and all that. So it's kind of, either way, it's kind of a win-lose either way when you look at it, really. So basically, we're just praying about what to do next, and we'd appreciate any prayers that y'all want to throw our way.
Well, thanks for chatting with me. I've been in here in Abidjan with you for a couple days now, and I've worked with Mary Beth a lot over email and so on, but I haven't had much time to hang out with you, but it's been a pleasure hanging out with you guys, and also you've been feeding me while I'm here in Abidjan, so that's a good thing, so I appreciate that. Thanks for sitting down with me. I hope that people who are listening to this on the blog are getting a different idea of what missionaries do. I've talked to medical students and a teacher now, and you, and there's a whole bunch of other people that I'm planning on talking to, so hopefully you're helping to motivate and inspire some people back in the States to follow in your steps.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Darren.